Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I am one of your hosts, Kirsty Ferrugia.
And I'm Amy Ravel. I'm based in Melbourne. Kirsty is in Sydney and we are both stuck in our houses in lockdown, baby.
Indefinitely. At least here in Sydney.
I was going to say we have a date, but this is the fourth lockdown in 5 weeks that we've had. So my kids went to school for 4 days since June.
Yeah, my kids haven't even been to school since June.
Exactly.
And yeah. I think I was thinking about it this morning because I know that Melbourne is really, lots of people in Melbourne are doing it very, very tough right now. And yes. I was thinking, I think that the indefinability for me at least is helpful.
Like, oh, yeah.
In Sydney, they say they had been saying that we were going to be locked down until the 31st of August, but we've got, you know, 500 cases a day, inching towards 500 cases a day. So now they're talking more about November, and I'm finding that a lot more helpful than I can imagine that all of you guys are feeling, that you think you're getting out and then they change their minds, or you do get out and then they change their minds. So yeah, really feeling for all of you in Melbourne at the moment.
Thank you, Kirsty. I was saying just yesterday morning, about an hour before they announced that it would be extending by 2 weeks, I was saying to my site, because she was saying, you know, like, what's stressing you out and all this. And I said, actually, it's not so much being in lockdown. It's the not knowing when we're going to be in lockdown. I said, because if I know, then I can move our clients and I can plan my life to be in lockdown. But if I don't know, then are we planning my dad's 70th birthday in 2 weeks' time, or are we not planning that? Are we planning the family get together, or are we not? Are we seeing clients? Like, it's just, I think the fact that they've made it a couple of weeks has really helped a lot of people's anxiety. It certainly has helped mine, as bummer and annoying and all the things as it is.
Yeah, and I think, isn't that, you know, part of anxiety is needing to reduce your anxiety. People need clear boundaries and clear, yeah, like, clear intentions, and they need certainty.
Some level of certainty.
Some level of certainty
is crap.
Yes. Yes, yes. And that's what helps people reduce their, you know, calm their anxious thoughts. Whereas, yes, when there's such level of uncontrollableness.
Oh, that's, you did it, Amy. Well done.
I did do you, Amy. That's where it's really hard. And that's, people, yeah, have been checking in on me because Sydney has been going, you know, we're rising caseloads by the day. Mm. And I know to US listeners, it sounds crazy that we're talking about 500 cases in a city of 5 million people, when you guys can live in Sydney's of 500 people and there can be 500 cases. So, and it, but this is our reality in Australia, where our premier's lockdown states or lockdown cities for rising numbers. But yeah, so people have been checking in on me and I'm all like, I'm fine, because I just think that we're not getting out of lockdown until, yeah, everybody's had the jab, and that's an uncertain period of time. And so, yeah, I just, and I'm not overly prone to anxiety, so it makes it, I think it's easier for me in that regard, that I don't have a million thoughts going on and having to manage myself along with everybody else. So I really feel for all of you who anxiety is your hated
nemesis
friend. Yes.
Not friend, friend.
Yeah, not friend, friend. Yeah. Anyway, today we're talking about, what are we talking about?
Oh, I want to start with a joke.
Good. Let's lighten this mood.
And it's going to be a really, really good mum joke, just so you know. How is clutter like a sourdough starter?
Oh, what a perfect COVID joke, too.
I know. Well, I can't promise it's going to be good past the fact that clutter and sourdough entered into the same joke.
Okay. I don't know, Amy. How is clutter like sourdough starter?
To get the most out of it, you need to knead it.
Oh, my gosh.
Today we're talking about the question, do you need it?
Oh, you're cray-cray.
Oh, look, it's the first joke I've ever made up in 41 years, and so I'm just going to roll with it.
Yeah, it was a good joke. I'm very proud of it.
Look, I've been up since 3 a.m., so I've already hit the sillies because it's 11 a.m., and so I've already gone a bit silly. So good luck, listeners.
Okay, so we're talking about needing it, not the...
Kneading it.
Yes.
The questions that we often say whenever we do something like, say, last week we were on Morning Sunrise, which is a breakfast TV show in Australia that's a national program, and we were interviewed on it, and one of the things that they popped up on the screen was, do you need it, do you love it, do you use it? And that's the question that Kirsten and I will often help clients to ask, we'll encourage you guys to ask, because often when we just say make a decision, like we talked about in binary decisions, it can be really hard just to make some random decision with no kind of parameters. And so we thought it would be helpful to do three episodes, one on do you need it, do you use it, and then do you love it. So today's episode is all about asking the question, do you need it, and using that as a tool in your decluttering arsenal.
So what is the definition of need? Then I ask you on the spot.
Yeah, most parents of children have asked their kids that all the time. Do you need it or do you want it? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a really great question to ask ourselves. I was reading in a book just this morning by Donald Miller. It's a marketing book, but it talks about Maslow's hierarchy of needs and how like security and safety, and you work your way down to like food and shelter and then relationships and then life and purpose and meaning and philosophy and spirituality. And until you have your basic needs met, like I need air and water and I need shelter to know that I can survive.
And food. Yeah.
Yeah, like until that's done, they are actual needs. When we talk about needs, we're actually talking about, is it something that is purposeful and useful and you've got nothing else that would do that? Do I need a shower in my house?
Yeah.
I think so, but do I need it? No, because plenty of people in the world don't have a shower in their house, so I don't need it. But I personally would say it's a need. So it is very up to you.
Subjective.
Subjective is the word. How would you go any further into that, what a need is compared to a want, Kirst?
There's definitely, obviously, there's, as you've just described, there is a variety that, and needs is subjective. And how I would possibly phrase it is it essential in your home? Does it make your home function quicker, easier? Does it help with the efficiency and the effectiveness of you living in your home?
Yes, yes, so, yes.
You know, I don't need a vacuum.
Effectiveness, that's great.
Yeah. I don't need a hand stick vacuum cleaner, but it definitely makes my effectiveness in cleaning, it makes cleaning up the house much quicker when I have a stick vac compared to you know, a rolling along vac, because then I've got to go, oh, I've got to set it up, I've got to plug it in, I've got to move it around the house with me, whereas a stick vac moves around the house with me really quickly and easily. And there's very, it makes it really easy to go, yep, I'm just going to vac that mess up right away. So it does help in the effectiveness and the efficiency of running my home.
Yes! I love that. Effectiveness and efficiency is a great way to determine the need. I really, really like that.
I thought you would.
That That's because effective and efficient are two of my most favourite words in the world.
So, but that also comes down to, yeah, like, do you need 50 packets of toilet paper? Yes, over a lifetime, you will need 50 packets of 12 packs of toilet paper, but do you need them all right now?
So it's actually timing as well, Kirst.
Yes. Yes. I think it's timing as well.
I think that's great. We did an interview for Sydney Morning Herald, I think, this week, and part of what they were talking to us about was food wastage and bulk buying. And I said, well, do you need it? Do you need mince for dinner? 100% you need mince for dinner. Do you need 3 kilos of mince for dinner? No, you absolutely don't need 3 kilos. And so
unless you're
need...
a family of 15.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, but my family doesn't need more than 500 grams.
400, four people in our homes each.
That's right.
Do not need 3 kilos unless we're doing big batch cooking, but neither of us do that. So, no there is very never a need for 3 kilos.
Yeah. So the timing's important, as you said, with toilet paper, but also the quantity's important. So do I need bath towels? 100% I need bath towels. Do I need 16? No. And so sometimes you can dig down on a question. And so the need it question is kind of the overarching. And then it's like, well, do I need it now? Do I need this many? Do I need it regularly? It's so, so helpful, particularly the do I need it now, because if you're looking at something at the shops and you could delay that purchase by 6 months because you don't actually need it now, you've seen a tent on sale, but you know that you're not going camping over winter. Do I need it now? No. And so you can delay purchases and save space and save money and save, you know, having to look after it and find a home for it. So, yeah, there's so many contributing factors to the do I need it.
And I think the need it question is super helpful at the purchasing stage.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's important when you're going through your house and you're decluttering your house, because you will find things that actually you thought you needed, you bought and you thought you needed, and yet you now know that you don't actually need it and it's not serving a purpose in your home, so you don't need it anymore. But it's really important at that purchasing stage, because then you can decide, well, actually, do I need 50, 12 packs of toilet paper? No, like you do not often need that much toilet paper. Even as we've seen, even in a pandemic, we're still using parts of that 50 times 12 toilet paper that people bought this time last year. So, but they're, you know, there's obviously there's unique, everybody's home is unique and every family is unique. And if you do have 12 people in your home, you may need that 3 kilos of mince.
Yeah, so but still ask the same question, because you may not need 12 kilos of mince.
Yes, yes. And that's why I think at the purchasing stage, this question is really, really helpful, because you do have to think about, okay, I think I need it, but where am I going to store it? How am I going to access it? When am I going to use it? Like, so that you can then figure out the home that it's going to live in when you do get home, rather than bringing stuff home and then going, oh, I hadn't thought about it actually living in my home. And so now I don't have a space for it in my home because I didn't actually think about that part of the question or that part of the acquisition.
Do you know what I think about that?
Tell me. No, I don't.
100% yes.
How do you know what it's going to say? You don't know what it's going.
No, I just have the magic touch that it always says the right thing.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think that what you just said about asking, do I need it in the acquisition stage, is the crux of this whole episode. Because if you can stem that flow, you will naturally have less clutter. And it is much less, it's much easier to say no to acquiring something than to letting it go. And we've talked about this when it comes to your feelings about a product once you've purchased it. But also, imagine the money you're going to save if you ask that simple question before you purchase, do I need it? I think for me, the area that I probably think about this question the most is clothing. Because if I see a clothing item that I like and that looks good and all the things, I will often buy it in every color and sometimes multiples of the colors because I don't like clothes shopping and I don't really care about fashion. So if I find something that's comfortable and nice, I just go with it. What a great question to ask, though, when you're looking at the newest pair of jeans that you just must have, to say to yourself, do I need these jeans? And another question that I think is really helpful is, what could I do with the $80 if I didn't buy these jeans? Like, for $80, if someone paid me $80 to not buy this pair of jeans, would I be interested? Because effectively that's what's happening, is you're going to save $80 and you don't have to find the space, wash them, choose between jeans in the morning, get rid of another pair of jeans because you've now got too many pairs of jeans, and on and on.
I was actually thinking about my wardrobe this morning going, when am I ever going to buy any new clothes? Because there's no point buying clothes at the moment because I'm not seeing anybody and not going out. And so I was thinking about all of those businesses around Australia in particular, but around the world too, who are feeling the pinch of us all just buying tracky dacks or leggings. Not even buying tracky dacks because the ones we bought last year are still in good condition. So it is a great question to ask yourself, especially because it's so easy. And we do have to check ourselves at the moment because it's really easy to numb out to our feelings about how we're feeling about being in lockdown or how we're feeling about the rising cases or the Delta strain or being stuck at home or whatever. We can numb out to those feelings by getting that hit of dopamine by doing online shopping. And so I really want to encourage you to really think about, do I need it when I'm online shopping and I'm wanting to check out? not only check out of the checkout in the shopping basket way, but also check out on our feelings or shopping through our feelings. Just want to challenge and encourage us all to be mindful of what we're doing. You know, am I hopping on this website and wanting to buy things because that's something I can control? Yeah. Whereas I feel out of control in every other, I feel like I've got lack of control in where I can go and who I can see and what I can do with my time at the moment. So just be mindful, just be a mindful, thoughtful consumer.
And Kes, I want to draw attention to, in this phrase, the do I need it, I want to draw attention to the I, because maybe it's that you need the product, you need to use the product, but you personally, the I, doesn't need the product. So what I mean is, yes, you may need a big platter for your 40th birthday, but do you know somebody else that has a big platter for your 40th that you could just borrow for the one time you're actually going to use it? The amount of houses, Kirst, I don't know if you see this a lot, that have these big display boards for grazing platters that don't fit in any of their cupboards.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find these grazing platters under the spare bed in the linen cupboard because there really is no space. I had one in the craft room the other day because they're like, yeah, I bought this for one event and now I don't know what to do with it. And so I just think it's a great thought to go, well, do I need this? Do I need to purchase this? Or is there another way that I can acquire this item for the purpose that I need it for? And then I don't have to keep it.
Mm. Awesome. Love it. Great question.
Any other thoughts, Kirst, on do I need it?
Yeah, I think that it's really good to look around your home. So let's talk about the clutter that we have in our home and we're deciding whether or not we need it. Because as you said, we put a lot of value on things that we've already acquired.
Called the endowment effect if you want to look that up online and learn a little bit more about it.
Yeah. So we have this endowment effect that places more value on things that we've purchased than if somebody else had the same thing or if you would go out shopping for it. So, you know, that explains why we get frustrated when somebody won't buy on Facebook Marketplace, give us what we consider fair value for an item that we're trying to sell. It's because we imbue much more, we endow a much more price on that and value on that piece than other people do. So I think that when it comes to looking at the clutter in your home and deciding whether or not you need it, it is going, well, yes, I did need that platter for that party, but do I still need it now? Or could I use something else instead of the grazing board? Could I just put out a few chopping boards instead and have the crackers separated from the dips or the chocolates separated from the crackers instead of having them all mushed in together like beautiful grazing boards do? So thinking about what else could solve that problem? What's the problem that you're solving for? And the same, like if you've got 16 towels each for each person, do I need 16 of them or could I let go of two or could I let go of 10? And figuring out what that number is for you and deciding, you know, is it a quantity issue? Is it a timing issue? Is it an effectiveness and an efficiency issue? And solving for that problem.
Brilliant, Kirst. How about a couple of reviews? What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
This one is from Apple Podcasts Canada from RJW. And they say, 5 stars. I love listening to these ladies. They have awesome stories and wonderful decluttering ideas. I wish they were closer so they could come and work with me at my home. We wish we were closer to Canada too. That would be lovely.
But we can do virtual consults.
That is true. Hit us up for virtual consults. We're at home a lot. We're happy to do that. Yes. I wanted to read a second podcast review today because so many of you have been so kind that we have a heap of backlog to get through. So I want to read them out. This is from Apple Podcasts Australia by Jane92. And she says, it's a 5-star review titled Motivation for Mum to Be. Hi, just wanted to let you know that I love your podcasts. I usually listen to them when walking or driving to work, but now that I'm on maternity leave waiting for baby to arrive, I'm having many sleepless nights and I've been listening to your old episodes. I find your podcast so relaxing and motivating. I've decluttered everything and I'm well and truly ready for baby. Aw, Jane, I hope that baby arrives safely and that this new stage is all that you hope it will be. Let me tell you who needs to leave a review this week. Can you guess what I'm going to say, Kirst?
Pregnant Canadians?
That's awesome. Okay, there's two groups of people. If you're a pregnant Canadian, you totally have to leave a review this week. And if you laughed at my joke, at the start of the episode about sourdough and decluttering, you also must leave a review for us. The reviews are not just to stroke our ego, although we do love that. It does help us to reach new listeners and to build our audience and our community and to help people. Because if you're helped by an episode, imagine how many others could be helped by it too.
Excellent. Well, Amy, thank you for this topic suggestion. And I can't wait to hear what our listeners have realized about their clutter, about going through it with the eyes of need it. Next episode, we will be talking about love it or use it, Amy.
Let's go use it next.
Okay, we'll be talking about that. So tune in again to hear more of our dulcet tones and our silly jokes and and your review, if you so choose to.
Yes, leave us a review.
But if you do want a virtual session, as Amy said, we're home a lot at the moment and we can Zoom in to anywhere around the world and we would love to meet more of you. So hit us up with a virtual session request and we will see you then.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavour. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.